NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, they could never stop this show. We're back, baby.
Oh, the Nuggets. You didn't know?
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh,
you didn't
I'm know? Sorry.
Oh, I got a news flash for you. But it seems like what we've been thinking all along is probably set to happen with the Nuggets and Celtics just on some kind of collision course again this June. But there's still
there's a lot of fun getting there, though.
Yeah, you know? There's some teams out there that, you know, want to voice their opinion. Maybe they have something to say. And we have a great guest to discuss that with today. NBA writer Tony Jones on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack Got Mad
Boosties.
Doncic deep three.
LeBron's got it with five. He's
going to
try another three. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Tony Jones. NBA writer for The Athletic. You're covering both the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
And, of course, the NBA at large. Thank you so much for joining us again, man. How have you been?
Thank you so much. I expected confetti, so I'm just a little disappointed. But
other than
that, this is perfect, man. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we had a bit of a mishap. Our last episode, our air cannon that launched it injured my neighbor. So
a bird flew in there. And yeah. It got nasty.
That sounds just morbid.
Yeah. But luckily, this is an audio podcast, so it's just only for past guest Blake Wexler to be traumatized by. But yeah, we're here. We're all right. Where do we start?
Should we start with the Nuggets? Are they just inevitable? I guess since the last time we recorded, the Nuggets beat the Celtics pretty... It was a good game. I think both teams were like treating it like an important game. Like it was maybe a preview of what we're going to be seeing in a couple months. And the Nuggets just... I don't know. A lot of people are like, it's inevitable at this point. The Nuggets are going to do it again. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but they did. I'm personally rooting for whoever's not the Celtics. And so that gave me a little bit of ease, as well as a fan-sided article I'm going to talk about a little later on. But what'd you see, Tony?
You know, that's a good question, whether I think the Nuggets are inevitable in the Western Conference. And you know, I think the thing that we have to acknowledge is that they're the best team in the Western Conference, right? They are definitely the best team. But the other question is, you know, can Phoenix knock them off? Are they capable of knocking them off? Are the Clippers
Phoenix? Okay. Yeah.
The Timberwolves or the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know, capable of knocking them off. And, you know, I don't know. Like, I would favor Denver in every series in the Western Conference that they could face for differing reasons. And, you know, I think the Celtics should be inevitable in the Eastern Conference. Like, I don't think that there's any team that's, you know, playing on their level in the Eastern Conference or at that level. Maybe Milwaukee could get there because, you know, Damian Lillard is such a playoff riser. You know, but this seems like the Celtics year, and this seems like the year where, you know, if they don't at least get to the finals, you know, that should be a loss. It should be considered a lost year for them. So, you know, I do think that the West is a little bit more murky. I think it's a little bit more, it should be more competitive. But I do think that, you know, going into the playoffs, that Denver should be the favorite in the Western Conference.
The West is so bizarre. Like, the Golden State, Lakers, Suns are 10-9-8. Like, that's, and then Dallas, that's the play-in. Those are the play-in teams right now. You know, it's just nobody knows anything, obviously, heading into the season, but I don't think many people had OKC, Minnesota, the Clippers as three of the top four teams. So it is very strange. And then Denver seems like this island of predictability in the middle of it all. So we'll see, but I am counting on Jokic to carry the day against the Celtics if it does come to that.
I wonder, like, do you think there's this thing that, because it feels so inevitable, whenever there's anything other than like a victory, people are like, I don't know what's going on with the Nuggets, man. Like, because what, they're like 11-2 since the All-Star break. Right. And like, those two losses were that Kyrie left-hander from another dimension.
I was impressed by that, Miles. You were less impressed by that.
Look, like I said, I could do that. You know what I mean? Over Jokic.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
You're like, with his off hand,
I'm like, but that's what you have to do to win the game. You know what I mean? And is that
well, I'm sorry, do you not like winning?
Yeah, I'm sorry. How would you have done it? Because there's no other way to do that except to be as audacious as that man was there. And then the other one was like an overtime loss. But do you think there's something about that sort of like expectation that for people who are watching and wanting the Nuggets to win, that they're like, oh man, I don't know, man. Like it's almost too much. Like, yeah, they're human beings. They're not gonna win out from here. There's going to be anomalies, or, you know, just certain performances that kind of shake the trend.
Well, I think the thing that we have to, you know, consider in the Dallas game is that, you know, Dallas raised their level to Denver's level. You know,
right.
I don't think that Denver played badly, and especially down the stretch, right? Like, last 5 minutes of the game, excluding the final possession where, you know, Jamal Murray, you know, atypically missed a 15
good
foot
look. Yeah,
it was a really good look, and I was actually shocked. The mistake of that possession was that Jamal Murray went so early that he should have went 2 seconds later. But
I wouldn't have gone that early, and I also would have made it. That was my two notes.
The mistake
for him.
Yeah, you got to make that.
Too early, and I listen. That. It's hard for me to understand why you did it the way you did it. I would have tried to make it.
Sorry, you're saying, Tony.
But, like, you know, I was shocked that he missed it. But, you know, but beyond that, that final possession, I mean, Denver got pretty much what it wanted down the stretch when it became winning time. You know, they got good shots. They made good shots. You know, Jamal hit the three the possession before. He had another three a couple possessions before that. He had a layup possession before that. Jokic had an easy post up on Doncic. So that's, you know, four possessions and 10 points in, you know, the last two or three minutes, you know, out of about four possessions. You know, I think Denver scored, you know, on a number of consecutive possessions down the stretch, and they took a three-point lead.
Yeah.
Dallas just raised their level, and Dallas played up to that level, which is what you have to do in order to beat Denver. You know, Denver's never going to play below. They're very rarely going to play below a certain level. And they're always, you know, and obviously they can raise their game to a level where, you know, it's hard for any other team to reach. But, you know, like you said, they're 11-2 beyond the All-Star break. They're playing like the best versions of themselves. you know, they began the quote unquote second half of the season, you know, multiple games behind the number one seed. You know, they briefly took over the number one seed a couple of times in the last week. So, you know, I think that Denver is happy with where they are. I think they're happy with how they're playing. And, you know, I think that, you know, the down the stretch, you know, they want to be playing like what they consider the best versions of themselves, and they want to be healthy. And I think that they're 2-for-2 in that right now.
Yeah. Looking at the other team that they're, you know, that we're talking about inevitability with, the Celtics have won 6 straight, lead the Eastern Conference by 10 games. The other thing that other than the Nuggets game made me feel a little bit like, okay, maybe this isn't an inevitability. The past couple episodes, we've talked about how their net rating is historically great. And usually teams like their top 4, I think, or they were pretty recently a top 4 net rating team. And like anybody in the top 10 is usually either winning the title or
losing, you know, to LeBron,
losing to LeBron, essentially. Right. Those are one analysis that I read this week that kind of made sense to me is that when you look at those teams, their best player is almost always way better than the rest of like their players, you know, like it's the old cliche in the NBA is like, you want to gamble on the team with the best player. Whoever the best player is going to win you the playoff series. And of the 6 teams to like finish a season with a net rating of plus 11 or greater, their best players, box plus minus is on average 9.2. And the lowest from that group is Kevin Garnett having 8.2 for the Celtics in 07-08. This season, Celtics' best player is Tatum at like 5.2, which is not like it's really good, but it's not like elite. I think it's like 11th in the league. So I guess it's elite, but it's not to the level that those top 10 teams usually are. And that, I guess that kind of coincides with what I see from the Celtics every season when they're expected. You know, the advanced stats are like they're going to win the title. They go into the playoffs at feeling inevitable. The thing that usually derails them is that like there's that moment when it's up to their best player to take over. And he just hasn't been able to do that. And I guess that's borne out a little bit by the advanced stats that like they're the best team, one of the best teams ever because of how dominant the rest of their team is and not their best player, which could be a problem in the playoffs, I guess, is the theory of this fan-sided article we'll link off to in the footnotes. But I thought it was an interesting analysis.
You know, I think it's an interesting analysis and I think it's fair. But I think, you know, every case, you know, should be taken in and of itself. And if you look at what the Celtics are in the Eastern Conference, and if you look at them realistically, the only team that should be able to on paper take them to 7 is Milwaukee, just because, you know, Giannis is so great, and he's always been, you know, a playoff riser, and Damian Lillard, like I said, he's, you know, one of the best playoff risers that you know we've seen in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. For what those metrics say to matter about Tatum, the series has got to be close. And if you're Boston and you get, let's say you get Atlanta, or you get, you know, if they, you know, let's say, let's give Miami a lot of respect and say they can take 2 games off of Boston, you know, it still should be a multiple game series. And, you know, they should be favored by multiple games over everybody they play, and outside of, you know, possibly Milwaukee and possibly Cleveland, you know, because I do think that Donovan Mitchell, you know, is also a playoff riser. And, you know, and I do think that Cleveland's got, you know, the physicality to be able to bother Boston. we know that Boston is a great regular season team and one of the greatest regular season teams of our time. And, you know, we also know what happened in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. I think that they're a better team, significantly better team than they were last year because, you know, last year there was no Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
So Boston still should win the East, even with those metrics, even with the with what the metrics say. If it should matter, it should matter in the finals if they play Denver.
Yeah. Where
things on the margins. And that's what we saw in the two matchups with Denver and Boston. Denver won by one or two possessions in both games because the margins mattered. And I thought that Denver was a little bit better on the margins than Boston was.
Yeah.
So do I think it should matter, you know, that Tatum's a 5.2 in the playoffs? Probably not until the finals. And if they meet Denver there, then yeah, it possibly does matter because they won't have the best player in the series because Nikola Jokic would be the best player in the series.
Right. And he's the best player in any series because he's probably the best player in the league, according right. to at least these advanced stats, which, yeah, I mean, backed up by the eye test, as I don't usually say that, but people who watch a lot of NBA basketball say that. Should we take a break, guys?
And let's come take back a quick break. Yeah,
take a look around the league.
Yeah.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And we're back.
We're back.
You got to see Wemby in person recently? he keeps having historic nights where he's like, just the total of like points, field goal percentage, blocks, rebounds, are
3-pointers made, just all every day. It's like a new record broken, or what? I didn't even realize. Yeah,
yeah. But what did you glean from watching Wembanyama in person? Like, I've heard he's pretty tall.
Oh my god,
is that true?
I've never seen anything like. I've seen one. All right, so at the very, very, very beginning of my career, like I'm talking fresh out of school, it's around 2005, 2006, and I interviewed Yao Ming, and Yao was taller than me while he was sitting down. And
that's that's me and my 5-year-old. Yeah.
Right.
His legs were like thick, like tree trunks. Like, that's the other thing I noticed about him. Like, he just had these very, very thick legs. And, you know, I've been covering the NBA for a long time, and beyond that, the only time I've seen anything, you know, physically more outlandish or as outlandish was, you know, watching Victor Wembanyama walk 2 feet by me in the interview room, and he was almost as tall as the ceiling. He had to duck to get, and I was just like, what a tall human being. And
right.
You know, for him to be that big, that tall, and to be able to handle the ball like a guard the way he does, I think that, you know, that's really, really, really amazing.
Right. Yeah. It's just in like the last 30 days, like there's always like a new thing where it's like, oh yeah, he's now 31 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 blocks. Only Kareem did that 10 times. Embiid did that twice. David Robinson did that 5 times. Hakeem did that 3 times. Cat did it. AD did it. Charles Barkley. And they're like, and this is his rookie season. And right. Then you go even condense like all in this like 30-day stretch, like the frequency at which is happening, it's, yeah, I don't really know what else to say except for like, yeah, it's truly making good on like the promise that at least we saw in all the speculation that was happening before he entered.
Oh, he's as good as advertised. And,
yeah.
You know, I think he affects every part of every facet of the game. I think he does everything. You know, when I wrote about him a couple of weeks ago, you know, some of the things, you know, I asked him, you know, is your playbook, so to speak, opening up, you know, because, you know, he did limited actions in November, but now, you know, the Spurs are running their offense through him now, and they're running DHOs, dribble handoffs with him. And, you know, he's directing the offense, you know, from the nail, you know, from the block, they're getting him in mid post. And obviously he's doing this stuff facing the basket and above the arc, you know, so, he's kind of directing things a lot more. So you can see the progression, even from, you know, November to now, and you can see how much of a significantly better player he is now. And, you know, in the weeks since that article that I wrote about him, you know, that's when he's kind of really like blown up, like having those 31, 12, 7, 6 type of games, you know, with like 5 assists and 3 steals as well. He had a 5-by-5, you know, so I think he's going to get a quadruple double at some point in his career. You know, he's a guy who's every bit as good as been advertised.
Yeah, it's really fun. And it seemed like the Nets game was particularly fun. If people didn't watch the highlights for that, go check it out, because it also felt, for the first time, felt like the team was getting him involved. Like you said, they're getting used to playing with him enough to like get him involved and like actually throw inbound passes to him, which seems like it should be easy since he can just like reach up and nobody can get the ball. So,
right.
But like there were some fun alley-oop plays and some fun like hitting him as he was like storming to the basket and like, you know, dunking at his chin because that's like when he gets ahead of steam going and jumps, like it's the hoop is below his neck. So yeah, I don't know. Is it exciting times? I'm really looking forward to seeing like if they're able to build around him, if they're able to like bring a point guard in, if there are like some NBA point guards who are like, man, this would be a really fun challenge.
Fun time.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like getting to have him finishing everything around the basket. Like that, who's the dream point guard to like pair with him? I feel like Chris Paul would be a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, Chris Paul 10 years ago would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Trae Young, because I think Victor is good enough defensively to mask his flaws. And,
oh, yeah.
And Trae is so, so good offensively. And, you know, he's a guy that can carry, you know, the offense on his own, and also, you know, get Victor involved. You know, so I think that he's a guy that would be good to play with him.
Yeah.
Then this will never happen, but SGA would be great to play with him.
I think both those guys should be. I think Chet and Wembanyama should be on the same team.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't know. First of all, I don't know that those two like each other.
Right.
No, yeah. No, I'm just playing like that. It would be very weird if they were on the same team.
I mean,
team.
If I was playing 2K, yeah, I'm putting them on the same roster. Absolutely.
But you know what? In real life, I mean, basketball skill wise, they fit. I mean, they'd be,
yeah.
They'd be tough.
They'd be tough.
It'd be really tough, and it'd be really tough to score on them.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk about your Knicks, because you are a Knicks fan.
Yes. Yes.
Four straight.
That's what I just played 48 minutes. No, go ahead. That's a Tibbs joke. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, but how are you feeling heading towards the playoffs? I feel like Jalen Brunson always overperforms in the playoffs. The Knicks have won four in a row. They look tough. They're in fourth. They would be playing the Magic at this point in the matchup. How do you feel about how the Knicks match up, and just how are you feeling about them heading into the playoffs?
We need to get out of the fourth seed and get into the third seed so that we avoid Boston in the second round.
Yeah, that's the goal.
We need to get healthy, but apparently OG's elbow is a strand of spaghetti at this point.
Oof.
You know, and we don't know when Julius Randle is coming back. Like, listen, on paper, if we get everybody healthy, you know, we've got a chance, at least a puncher's chance, at least going to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, Jalen Brunson has been so good. He's been one of the biggest free agent steals in a long time. Remember when we were like, do we really want to pay Jalen Brunson $100 million?
Right.
Now it looks like a real bargain. You know, he's been terrific. Dante DiVincenzo has been terrific. Josh Hart has been, you know, an absolute monster.
Yeah.
You know, but I worry about legs, because, you know, nobody in the starting lineup has come off the court in the last month.
yeah. As Tibbs is wont to do.
And I worry about health, right? Like, you know, I think it's very concerning that OG came back and lasted two games.
Yeah.
Before he went back out. And, you know, we got to get Julius Randle healthy, and we got to get Mitchell Robinson healthy. But if we can get those guys, and we can have all of our guys heading into the playoffs, I feel good about our chances for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know Mitchell Robinson was possibly coming back.
There is hope that he can make it back by the playoffs.
Wow.
Is his high school coach still living with him?
That's a good question. I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. I mean, look, I felt like karmically, I'm like, that's a good look, man. I feel like the universe will smile upon you for your good deeds. And then also, man, the game against the Warriors, I was like, is that Steph Curry, or has Deuce McBride just completely, I mean, I love that this guy shares my name, Miles McBride. But what is going on with him? Locked up abroad.
Locked up.
Yeah. I could not believe what was he putting? 8 from 20 or so? 8 for 20? And then like 4 from 13 from deep?
the league has there is some speculation that the league has tipped the balance of how they're calling games a little bit and letting defenses get away with a little bit more. And I do feel like if anybody is going to profit off of that, it is going to be the Knicks and a Tom Thibodeau team. Like the Knicks, regardless, just like it's in the DNA of the franchise.
Right.
And then a Tom Thibodeau team, like it's just, they're like, oh yeah.
My only hope is that they let us drive basketball and drag basketball back into the 90s when we in seven games, 79 to 76.
Yeah. Right.
That's my only hope. Then we'd have a chance for a championship.
That would be fun. That would be fun. War on the floor. I still remember that Sports Illustrated cover. Amazing. All right. Enough about the teams. We do. There have been two plays from this week that stopped the world in their tracks that we wanted to review as if short films. Anthony Edwards just absolutely detonated on John Collins. Where he took off from, it's one of the wildest things I've ever seen. Like truly, it's up there with some of the plays that we've talked about with like Ja, where he jumps up and grabbed that ball with two hands and then just like kept going up, just ascending into the rafters.
Yeah.
This just feels otherworldly. It doesn't make sense. It's so athletic. So
it's
violent.
Like also like, it's like the MJ and Space Jam dunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're like, does he have enough arm? And he just said, yes, there's plenty. I mean, like, yeah, looking at all the images of it are just, it's iconic. Even from the way Collins was on the ground, I know he like hit his head or whatever, but the pose of him, like, it looked like he was burying his head in his hands as if he's like, why did I make a terrible business decision like that?
He's with this man. Yeah. I've never identified more with an NBA player than John Collins in that moment. How you feel, how, like, that's exactly how I would react. I think he was reacting that way because like he got a finger in the eye, but that's just what I would do every time I got dunked
so
on.
Hard that it dislocated Anthony Edwards' finger. That's how hard that impact was. But I mean, like, it was
Full. I would sit on the ground, put my head in my hands, and then take off one of my shoes.
I would be over.
I would hire lawyers to be like, you have to get this image scrubbed from the internet.
There's too much stuff on me here, man.
Exactly. Something like that. You gotta have a good team of lawyers to sort of obscure that. But yeah, we've had so many dunks this year. I mean, even last week, who was it? Was it Jalen Green's dunk we were talking about? There's just been so much slamage, as they say.
Slamage.
The slamage has been absolutely off the charts. We're gonna have to do a whole episode even just trying to wrap our heads around it. But how's that rank for you, Tony, the Anthony Edwards dunk?
It was one of the best dunks I've ever seen overall, and probably the best dunk I've ever seen live. And I would probably say, like, it's not as good as what Vince Carter did to Frederick Rice. That for me is Olympics. Always going to be number one.
Where he jumped over him?
Over the man.
He just cleared him.
Yeah.
But, you know, first of all, I'm a shameless plug. Everybody go to The Athletic and read my story on that dunk.
Okay.
Because I have a story up in The Athletic right now about that dunk, Anthony Edwards over John Collins. Second of all, I've come to get to know John a little bit through covering him. So shout out to my man, John. Pour one out for John.
At the same time,
every text was, you want to see a dead body?
I think everybody had that.
Was that song, "This is for my homies"? I just pour one out for John. But the third thing is, you know, it was more than just a dunk. You know, Minnesota was running in mud like all night, and what Edwards did, it, you know, threw some juice into them. And then what he did after the dunk, which is just take over the game with, you know, an assortment of jump shots and terrific defense and rebounding the ball and, you know, playmaking for his teammates. You know, it wasn't just the dunk. He really took over that game afterwards. And, you know, he runs back to the locker room. He pops the finger back in. He runs back to the free throw line. He takes the free throw, and then he keeps playing. You know, and I asked multiple guys in the Timberwolves locker room if they had seen that before, and you know the answer was no, except for one. Monte Morris told me that a guy named Doug Anderson from his hometown of Flint, Michigan, had a dunk that was just as good. Anthony Edwards also told me that he did a dunk like that in high school at Holy Spirit Prep down in Georgia. When he was a sophomore in high school, he was like, no, that wasn't the only time I did that. I did that in high school. He was like, all the big schools was there. I said, oh, you started getting recruited after that. You started getting recruited. And then he was like, I already had letters.
Whoa, there you go.
I was like, okay, that answers that. So
yeah,
very Anthony Edwards answer. I like that.
But it kind of reminds me of the jaw thing, that two-handed block, because it also comes at this moment as he's like kind of ascending to a new level of just dominance, you know, and being like somebody that is a bunch of people's favorite player in the league. And there's just like more and more people falling in love with him, and then like this moment just kind of brings everything together and is right. Like the probably most seen clip on the internet last night. I mean, maybe not for all day yesterday, because of course Kate Middleton was spotted in a grocery store parking.
But I think it's doing better numbers now, actually. If you add up the different angles that people watch, I think it does it does eclipse the Middleton card.
I got a question for you guys. I mean, is it like when LeBron and Steph retire, is he the face of the league? Like, I really think he could be. I think he's got the combination of he's going to be good enough as a player combined with how charismatic he is.
Right.
In terms of, you know, he's going to be marketable. He's going to be, and I think they, you know, he's going to be a guy that would have no issues embracing everything that comes with that.
Well, when LeBron retires, he's going to be in Anthony Edwards is going to be in his early 40s. So
right, yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to see how he's going to last, because LeBron's not cool going anywhere.
but yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely possible. Fun, yeah, he's got the magnetic personality where you just want to hear what he has to say, and he's really witty. I think. You know, he's still growing up. I think that's the one thing LeBron had sort of locked down the second he entered the league. Like, he was just polished. You know, he was so polished as like a media personality. Anthony is a little bit more raw, but I think that's also part of his appeal. So I don't know if he'll be exactly quite the same, but he definitely has the tools to be sort of like the poster child of the league for sure.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Giannis, obviously, Luka, Jokic.
Right.
And him, like, we need an American in there. He's going to be our.
But like, Luka and Joker are too cool with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're kind of like, yeah,
you know what though? Joker in the hotel commercials with Peyton Watson, Jokic is a lot more charismatic than I thought he would be. I think those commercials are witty, and I think they're funny, and I think they've been fun to watch.
Right. I guess, yeah, the other thing is, like, it also felt like John Morant could have also been that person, too.
Maybe he will be. We don't know.
It's hard to know. Again, some people are polished, though. Some people are polished. And yeah. I think that's the biggest difference maker, you know what I mean, more than anything. It's because it's wild, though, too, because Anthony Edwards has those moments, too, where he's, like, doing post-game interviews and just kind of saying stuff. You're like, all right, bro, like, we get it. Yeah. But it's also that's the fun of Anthony Edwards, though, too, in contrast with those other players.
Sometimes fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We should talk Pels, and we should get into the fastest segment in podcasting, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right, we'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings use Pick 6 with promo code DK Hoops. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
And the Pelicans. So the reason the Suns, Warriors, and Lakers are, you know, hoping to stay in the play-in game at this point is because teams like the Pelicans are, you know, ascending past them. The Pelicans are currently 41-26, fifth in the West, right on the heels of the Clippers, who are 42-25. Beat the Clippers in the season series 3-1. Zion is in the best shape he's been in this year. It's kind of maybe the best shape we've seen him in. Has reportedly lost 25 pounds since the in-season tournament when he was getting a lot of side eyes from people. But yeah, he's bringing the ball up for them a lot. And, you know, Ingram just quietly putting up 21, 6 assists, 5 boards on 49, 36, 80 splits. And I don't know, they haven't been to the playoffs since 21-22. So this is exciting times for the Pelicans. Well, yeah. How are you feeling? You think they can make some noise?
I think they're good enough too. You know, I think a lot that happens with the Pelicans is, and a lot that's going to happen with, you know, the Western Conference, I think is going to be contingent on who gets the number 1, 2, and 3 seeds out of Denver, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City. I think the order of which they fall is going to determine a lot in terms of what happens in the playoffs. Because here's the thing, and I would not write off the Warriors or the Lakers, because as flawed as those teams are in the regular season,
very flawed.
The playoffs are a different game. And
yeah.
And as long as LeBron is playing at this level, and as long as Steph is playing at the level that he's playing at, and, you know, let's throw Phoenix in there, as long as, you know, Book and Kevin Durant are playing at the level that they're playing at, you know, same thing with Luka. It doesn't matter if those guys are in the play-in. Those guys, with those specific guys, are capable of making noise in the playoffs, because all of those guys are such good basketball players, and the playoffs are just a drastically different thing than a regular season. So back to the Pelicans, you know, there aren't many teams that are deeper than them, more athletic than them collectively. Their length at, you know, so many spots, you know, with Herb Jones, you know, basically at the 2, Brandon Ingram at the 3, Trey Murphy the third, you know, even Dyson Daniels. Then, you know, you got, you know, Big JV on the interior. You know, they can play multiple styles of games. You know, Valanciunas allows them to play below the rim and allows them to play, you know, really physical, while, you know, all of those wings allow them to play above the rim and allow them to play the entire court. You know, and CJ McCollum is you know, a crafty scorer who has been known to be a playoff riser. So, you know, they've got a lot of components. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of length and athleticism and depth. And, you know, Zion kind of ties it in with, you know, if he can be as locked in as he has been over the last few months. So, you know, for me, New Orleans is definitely a dangerous team.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, yeah, CJ McCollum's definitely come to life. I caught their last two games, and just even the way Zion is playing, man. Cause yeah, it's a lot different than the guy who lost to the Lakers in the play-in, and people are like, bro, what's going on with him? And then that's clearly a turning point for him mentally, because the way he's putting pressure on the paint, you thought he was trying to get graffiti off the wall. Does that work? It's a pressure washer reference.
Yeah, I like it. Man.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was workshopping that before the show.
Zion deserves a lot of credit because, you know, I think we question his pride back in December.
Right.
LeBron obliterated him. Let's be real. Like, LeBron absolutely dominated him and dominated the Pelicans in that game. And, you know, because it was the in-season tournament, because there were no other games to take attention off of that, like, everybody saw it. All of NBA, like all of the NBA as a community, we were all watching that, and we all ran to Twitter. We all said the same thing, like, yo, when he, like, you can't let a guy come and just like destroy you like this and not fight back. And I think Zion took that. I think he took it to heart, and I think he's gotten into shape. I think that he took it personally, and I think that he showed a lot of pride. And that's what you want to see, right? Like, you want to see a guy, you know, fall down, but we want to see the guy had the pride and the competitiveness to get back up and you know, and quote unquote fight back. And I think that's what Zion's done. I think he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Yeah. Especially too, when like there are people like Shaq and Chuck would be like, man, if you just put it together, man, like you have to want it. Like, and that there are a lot of people have those moments where like, yeah, this is how you differentiate yourself from other players, from good to great. And to see that kind of, you know, not evolution, but just to see him really like knuckle down and make consistency his thing and work so hard is like, that it makes him. I wouldn't be surprised if they do something really fun. If they stay healthy, I feel like that's always the caveat.
But see, that's the thing though, right? Like, and that's where I made the point with the top three seeds. You know, if it feels like New Orleans is locked into that 4-5. Right. You know, maybe they can get up to the 4 and steal home court away from the Clippers. But, you know, maybe they hit a slide and they fall to 6. But, you know, 4 is their ceiling. They're likely going to be in that 4-5.
Right.
It's a different, let's say they get past the Clippers. It's a different feel in a different series if that second round opponent is Oklahoma City.
Right.
Or if it's Denver. Yeah. Right. So that's why I said, I think, you know, wherever those first three seeds land, because they're all within a half a game of each other, I think is going to tell a lot with how the rest of the West shakes out around Denver.
Yeah.
Well, I regret to tell you, Tony, that you have stepped into the fastest segment of podcasting.
I'm sorry to do this to you, man. To do this to you, because we really enjoyed the conversation, but this is the rapid fire round of questioning. Okay. And you already know the deal. We ask you a question, just chest pass it right back reflexively. Boom. Don't think about it. Just put it all on the line.
We don't even have time for the boom. Usually people say bing, bang, boom. No, not even time for the boom. It's just bing, bang.
I need the ball. Get, okay, thank you. Okay.
Rock, ball. That's me on offense. Ball.
They're like, no, man.
Ball.
Bro, you're not even in the game, man. Sit down. You're on the bench right now. All right, yeah, cool.
Ball, ball, ball.
Just wanted to get you ready for it. But here we go. Tony, I hope you're ready. Are you ready? Just confirm. Okay, well, good. Because Brian, start the clock. All right. We're going quick. We're going quick, too. We're going quick. Jack, you going first? Am I going first?
You go first.
Ready, Tony? More likely to happen to why? Pelicans Western Conference final run or Knicks Eastern Conference final run? Go.
Pelicans Western finals run because they're deeper and there's less of a chance that they get tired.
But what about your Knicks, man? You're not even feeling good about them?
Yeah, but I'm still an objective journalist.
I feel like Jalen Brunson always surprises us. That's, always surprises us in the playoffs.
That's what I admire about our guests who are the journalists, the objectivity of it rather than the mental illness of fandom that we suffer from.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, doesn't make sense to me. It's kind of all right. Sounds like you don't believe in your squad, bro.
Tony, you have a time machine. Congratulations. Unfortunately, you have to use it on something NBA related to go back and personally witness one of the following. Wilt Chamberlain's 100. Game 7, 2000 Western Conference Final, Kobe to Shaq lob. Michael Jordan's final game as a Bull in Utah. Game 7, 2016 Finals, the LeBron block. The LeBlock.
Wilt Chamberlain. Because NBA Twitter conspiracy theorists are trying to say because there's no
video,
video that it hasn't happened. So send me back to Hershey, Pennsylvania in 1962 and witness Wilt scoring 100.
All right. Yeah. The Wilt's game, I feel like it would be watching a lot of like that play that they had with Wemby against the Nets where they just like threw it up and he was just holding the ball like all the way up and people couldn't reach it. I feel like that would be a lot of Wilt's 100, but it would be worth seeing.
I think the biggest thing with Wilt's 100 was the fact that he couldn't shoot free throws to save his life. And he shot 28 for 32 from the free throw line that night.
There it is.
Yeah. For that alone, you're like, he only missed four. It's like, but he scored 100 points. Like, but do you know about his free throw shooting?
It could have been 104.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. Tony, rank these current duos in terms of your postseason expectations, okay? Jokic and Murray, Luka, Kyrie, KD and Book, Maxi and Tobias Harris.
I added that last one.
I know.
Maxi and Tobias Harris?
Okay. Be objective now.
All right. Give me Murray, Jokic, then give
Maxi and Book. Harris.
Oh, Nick, weird.
Okay. Diddy Book didn't give me. Who was the third one?
Maxie and Harris.
No, who was the other one?
Luka and Kyrie.
Didn't give me Luka and Kyrie. Didn't give me.
You're going to want to take a look at that Maxie and Harris again. I feel like they're.
I'm just going to pick Maxie and Harris fourth, just out of GP.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Interesting. All right. Interesting decision.
Look, I took a shot, Jack. You know what I'm going to say.
All right. Your time machine still active. You now have the ability to go back and use a magic wand to grant Twitter to the world during a moment, during a single night for one NBA game. What one moment or game from NBA history would you have liked Twitter to have been around for?
Game 6, 1988, Detroit Pistons, Los Angeles Lakers, Isaiah Thomas scores 25 in one quarter.
Yeah. On a turned ankle, right? Wasn't his ankle messed up at that point?
A severely sprained ankle.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that reminded me of me. Really gutty and just like skill but me guts, of you know?
I want to show NBA Twitter why Isaiah Thomas is the second best point guard in NBA history.
Wow. Shots fired.
Not shots fired. just saying he's criminally underrated in terms of NBA Twitter. And I think NBA Twitter needs to watch a full Isaiah Thomas game to really get a grasp of just how good that guy really was.
Yeah.
Number two behind Jalen Brunson, right?
Number two behind Jalen Brunson.
Absolutely. Hey. Now, which brings us to our next question and the most important question, perhaps the final question. Tony, you're in the sea and you're on a life raft and you come upon in the water two men struggling to stay afloat. One, Carmelo Anthony. The other, Jalen Brunson. They need help, but you can only fit one of them in your life raft. Who do you save?
Jesus, that's tough.
And this is going on your permanent record, and we will be sending your answer and adding them. Be like, wow.
Because I love both of them as a as a Knicks fan, man. They're both beloved, man. That's really tough. I'm going to say Jalen Brunson for one reason, and one reason only, because Jalen Brunson is still playing.
Yeah.
Still has a chance to add to his legacy. So theoretically, I can still win an NBA title with Jalen Brunson.
Wow.
And then you'd be like, Melo, you get it, man. You get it, bro.
Like, yeah, you get it, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the Titanic. Women and children first.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know what I mean? Because they still have a chance in this world.
It's not the oldest men. The old men went down with the ship, Melo. You get it.
Yeah,
I'm not asking, man, if you get it. I'm telling you, you get it as I row away.
It's been a pleasure playing with you tonight, gentlemen.
Wait. Can we talk about this a little bit? I said it's been a pleasure playing with you, Melo.
Please.
Well, Tony Jones, what a pleasure having you on Miles and Jack. I'm Matt Boosties. Thanks for doing it, man.
My guys, appreciate y'all, man. Thank you so much. Shout out to you guys, and shout out to Jabari Davis for having me as well.
Of course.
One of the best to ever
and
do
where
it.
For the people that want to continue hearing you, reading you, all that kind of thing, where do people find you and ingest your content?
You can find me at The Athletic, and you can follow me on Twitter at T-Jones on the NBA.
Perfect. Well, you can follow us on Twitter, and you can follow our hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES. For show links and updates, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Miles of Gray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien.
And that's going to do it for us this week.
That's going to do it.
That's about that. But well, tune in next week. Where there will be continued boosties. Yeah, there will be continued boosties, and they will be mad in it. All right. We'll see you next time.
Then.
Bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.